Hey, baby. You don't look like you're feeling too great right now. What's up? Is it anything that I can help with? Well, that's okay. You're allowed to feel like shit. It's not your job to always be happy or to always be fine. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to feel negative emotions and want to get them out. It's part of being human. It's the part that sucks, but it's still a part of it. Was there something in particular that set you off to make you feel crappy like this, or you don't know? That's okay. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. You can simply not feel like sharing either, and that's valid too. Or you can also just not know. They're all perfectly good reasons. Basically, what I'm trying to get at is whatever you're comfortable with, that's what I want from you, baby. Now, I know that when you get like this, sometimes, and I mean this sometimes, you just want to be left alone. Is that something you want right now? No? Okay. Okay, then I'll stay. I'll stay right here with you, baby. I'll hold you in my arms and I'll kiss your forehead, offer words of affirmation and praise and all that good stuff. That is, if you want that too. Good. I love you so much, baby. Yeah, that's it. Come snuggle on up. That's it. Yeah. Being honest with yourself and your emotions is something you've always had a problem with. I'm so proud of you for not only admitting to yourself that you don't feel great, but also sharing it with me instead of isolating yourself and making it worse. Wallowing in sadness, it only makes the whole situation even more terrible. I know how you're feeling right now, baby. I do. You feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. From, I don't know, making enough to make rent to affording groceries. It's all so much, and it's the same thing day after day, and it makes you feel like a cog in the machine. And because you're not excelling like you see on TV or on TikTok, you feel like a failure. You just keep comparing yourselves to others. But you aren't them. You're you. And you know what else? There is no one I would rather be with. There's no one I would rather spend time with. There's no one I would rather be with than you. That's why I'm dating you. That's why I hold you in my arms and I tell you how much you mean to me. I don't want anyone else. I want you. You're my baby, my partner, my everything. As corny as this is, if you saw yourself the way I see you, then you would understand that there's no point in comparing yourself to anyone else. You're always just gonna come out on top. You're so blind to just how talented and amazing and kind and wonderful you are. It's like dealing with a deaf composer who doesn't understand their own gifts. Look, I just love you so much, baby. I want to give you the world, and I hate that you're feeling like this. And I know this isn't about me. There isn't anything that I can do to make you feel better, but it's still a sucky feeling as your girlfriend to see your partner suffering and to only be able to offer things like cuddling and forehead kisses. I don't know how well that makes you feel, but I don't think you'll ever get tired of hearing I love you. I love you, baby. I love you so much. And I'll say it, and I'll repeat it, and I will keep saying it until I'm blue in the face if that is what it takes to make you understand that I love you. I love you. With all my heart. I would do anything to make you smile. If you could tell me one thing that would make all of this go away and make you feel better, I would ask you to tell me what it is so that I could do it. Without a shadow of doubt, I would, because you're the most amazing person I've ever been blessed with meeting. I can't get over how lucky we are to have met. I know you don't see it. I know you don't think that you are as fantastic as I am saying, but that doesn't mean that others don't see it and that I don't see it. If I can see just how wonderful you are simply by being in the same room as you, then there are others that can see it too. The only person who doesn't seem to see it is yourself. But all the greats seem to be blind to their own talents. Look, baby, you have these gifts that you don't see. You're so smart and funny. You're so creative and cute and understanding. You're everything that a person should be. You're everything I was looking for in a romantic partner. You're the most amazing and perfect person in the world. I love you. When you look in the mirror, you only see your flaws. You only hear that voice telling you you aren't good enough. Not anymore, though. I'm taking that voice away. It doesn't get rights. You only need to listen to me because I speak only the truth. You're way too mean to yourself, so if you aren't going to say something nice about yourself, then you simply don't get to say anything at all. Instead, you have to listen to me. You have to focus on things that you can actually feel or see or know are real. Things like my arms hugging around your body and pulling you in closer and tighter. And you need to focus and listen on my voice. And how much I love you, and how important you are to me, and how adorable and important and precious and perfect and amazing and every other word I can think of that's positive I would use to describe you. You've made such a mark on me, and you don't even know it, baby. You're the type of person that you meet once in your entire life, but it changes you forever. You brought out this side to me that I didn't even realize I had. I didn't know you could love living life until I met you. You made my life worth living, baby. I owe you for that. So please, please don't sell yourself short. You have all these abilities, but you just don't see it for yourself. You're bursting with creativity. You never fail to make me laugh. You fill me up with so much love and life and laughter. It doesn't feel like love is the right word for how I feel about you. It doesn't feel strong enough or big enough. I adore you, doesn't have the ring to you. But there's no easy way of saying, I think about you nonstop. When I'm at the grocery store and I'm shopping, I wonder if you're going to like what I make with this ingredient. When I'm getting new clothes, I pick up a shirt or something that reminds me of you. When I do something that I really, and I mean really, didn't want to do, the first person I want to tell is you, because I know you'll be proud of me. Our relationship is 50-50, baby. You don't have to feel bad for feeling bad. I don't always feel good. You've never made me feel guilty or awful about it. So why wouldn't it work the same vice versa? I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear, I don't know, or it's different. Because it's not different, and you do know. You hold yourself to different standards than everyone around you. You set these impossibly high standards that absolutely no one, not even yourself, could meet. And then that leads you to feeling like a failure because you can't meet them, because nobody can meet them. But you aren't a failure. No one sees you like that. And we're all so proud of you. And we find you to be enthralling and amazing and important. But most importantly, everyone respects you. Everyone loves you. They love spending time with you. They love hearing your stories. You're never, ever, 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 ever a bother to anyone. Even when you're feeling bad, you're not a burden. Really, you're not. You're allowed to feel bad. You're allowed to feel gross or icky or wrong. But those feelings are in your head. They don't reflect reality and the people living in it. After all, how would you know what I'm thinking? That's right. You wouldn't unless I tell you. And I am telling you. I love you. I respect you. You are amazing in my entire world. I love you more than life itself, okay? Okay. Are you feeling a bit better? A bit? You know, I'll take it. A little bit better is still an improvement, and that's all I asked for. I know. Why don't we stay like this? You, resting on my chest, listening to my breathing and heartbeats. And when you're ready, we can move to the couch and watch trash TV or anime or a movie or whatever you want. Sound like a plan? You're absolutely amazing, baby.